This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com.
Well, Gary Player won 9 major championships on the PGA Tour, went on to win another 9 major championships on the PGA Tour Champions. Did you know the third man in the history of the game to win the career Grand Slam, and he's also a member of the very first class of the World Golf Hall of Fame? It's always a pleasure to welcome, and I'm proud to say this, my friend Gary Player back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Gary.
John, nice to talk to you, my friend. It's always a thrill. It's a place when I drive through those gates. I like to walk through Magnolia Lane just as a token of gratitude. And so it's a very, very special place.
I always like to get the embarrassing part out of the way first. What have you already done this morning?
Well, let me tell you what I've done in the last 10 days. I went from Johannesburg to Hong Kong. I went from Hong Kong to Vietnam. I went from Vietnam to Japan. I went from Japan to Los Angeles for 2 days. And then I came to Florida. So that's been regular routine for the last 63 years, John. So I'm 80 years of age, John, and I work as hard as I ever worked when I was 20. I go to the gym. I do 1,300 sit-ups and crunches. I still push 300 pounds with my legs, and I run on the treadmill at flat out. And, John, people must realize retirement is a death warrant. If you retire and you go sitting around there and put on weight, and most people overeat anyway, you're going to die early. So we've got to, John, get it in schools, man. The schools' education is so poor. We've got to get it in schools, the importance of your body, of exercising and doing something for this great country, the United States of America. We've got to get them to wake up.
I know that because rest is what, Gary?
Rest is rust. And then people talk about luck all the time. Luck is the residue of design. The harder you work, the luckier you get.
You know, I don't think I've ever had the chance to ask you this. In your early days, you didn't have an opportunity, did you, to have much of an amateur career? Did you have to turn professional with what was going on in South Africa and how you wanted to make a living? I don't ever remember hearing of your great amateur days.
I didn't have any amateur days to speak of. We were very poor. My father didn't have many money, only made £100 a month. He worked in a gold mine and went down 8,000 feet. My mother died when I was 8. My brother went to war at 17 from South Africa to fight with the Americans and the British. And so I told my dad, when I was 17, John, I shudder when I think about it, and I can understand my father. I said, Dad, I'm going to turn pro. He said, are you crazy? There's no money in golf. You're 17. How are you going to turn pro? You got to go to university and get a degree of some kind. I said, Dad, I'm going to be the best golfer in the world, and I'm going to get an education that far exceeds any college or university.
Do you ever regret that you didn't go to the university?
No. Think about it, John. I've traveled more miles than any human being that's ever lived. I've dined with almost every president or played golf or been in the Oval Office, visited the emirs in the Middle East, prime ministers, royal family, but also in the poor villages of Africa and India, and have traveled to every part of the world. You can never get an education like that at university.
So, I mean, you were on the job training. I mean, you had to learn as you went, didn't you, Gary?
I had to learn as I went, and I was always inquisitive, trying to improve my vocabulary. I'd like to be one day known as the best orator of all athletes. I listened to Winston Churchill, the greatest man who lived in this last 100 years, listened to him speak. And you just learn something from all these wonderful businessmen and poor people. You learn every day if you're inquisitive. And it also gives you, when you go into India and you see in those poor villages, which Americans have no idea that exist. I tell children over here when I talk to them, they don't have a TV, they don't have clothes, they don't have food, they don't have white sheets, they don't have a shower, they don't have a television, they don't have a car. And so remember that you have everything like that, but you cannot have a sense of entitlement. Nobody's entitled to a damn thing, John.
I couldn't agree with you more. We are talking with Gary Player here on the Augusta Golf Show. Okay, then let me ask you this, Gary. You always being inquisitive, when you're in a room with the young professional golfers of today, what do they want to know from you? What are they asking you?
Very little, John. It's a different era, John. You know, Arnold Jack and myself, we were as fierce a competitors that ever lived. We won between us over 50 major championships, regular and senior, and we won, I think, over plus minus 350 tournaments around the world. But they, when I was a young man, and I was around Ben Hogan and Sam Snead, who I still think are the two best, if you take two people together, are the two best golfers that ever lived. If you'd given them all this equipment and jets and money and conditioned golf courses and grooves in club and a ball that goes 50 yards further, I don't think anybody would have ever beaten them. But, and Sam Snead, still the greatest athlete that ever played golf. But I always was inquisitive. I remember playing with Sam Snead at Greenbrier, and I tied in the tournament. I played the last 36 holes with him, and I tied him. And we went in a sudden-death playoff, of which it lasted 7 holes, and he eventually beat me. And I said, "Mr. Snead, is there anything that you can see in my swing that'll help me?" He said, "Son, I ain't seen your swing yet." But anyway, I always asked Ben Hogan or Sam Snead. I didn't always get an answer, but I always asked and was inquisitive. But it's a different world. It's big business today, and they've all got their own coaches, and they've got their own jets, and they play for a first prize, like at Augusta this week, of, I don't know, around about $1.5 million. My three Masters victories, and my 3 seconds, and my 15 plus minus top tens, the most number of cuts in Augusta in a row, and then also to play in it the most number of times, I don't think I won. I doubt if I won $300,000. And today they win one point. But money was not the criteria, John.
Yeah.
We wanted to be the best. We wanted to win.
You brought up Greenbrier. It gives me an opportunity to ask. You're involved in a project with Jack and Arnold and Lee. How's it coming?
It's coming along very well, and I'm going to be going there. Not obviously the Sunday at Augusta, next Sunday when the tournament ends, I'm going to be going over there to see and do my site visit. Greenbrier is a paradise, absolute paradise. They've got everything. Anybody who ever wants to have a phenomenal experience, they should go there.
What did Jim Justice tell you guys that he wanted this course to be?
He referred to it, like he said, I'd like it to be, you know, everybody would love their golf course to be another Augusta. He said, I'd like it to be another Augusta. Well, everybody must have a dream. And it will be a beautiful course in those mountains. And everybody has something that somebody else doesn't have. Augusta certainly doesn't have the variety of facilities that Greenbrier has. But Augusta's golf course, well, I don't know. I don't know how you find a better golf course in the world. And Billy Payne is doing a wonderful job there with the practice tee. Look at that practice tee. There's no practice tee like that in the world. If you look at the wine cellar that he's improved, if you look at the facilities on hole number 5, you look at the condition of the golf course. I mean, it's hard to beat Augusta. It's a paradise.
Yeah, speaking of that, Gary, you know, everybody that comes to the tournament buys merchandise. Do you have
yes,
to buy
do.
Merchandise? Does Vivian buy merch? Do you have friends and family that say, hey, Gary, while you're there, get me a shirt, would you?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
The time. And I like to get the players' signatures on a flag, and then we like to auction the flag and give the money to charity. So there's lots of wonderful stuff you can purchase here. Yes, we do purchase stuff.
I always thank you for your time. I cannot thank you enough. You're always so incredibly gracious. And I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to see you. Gary, thanks for taking the time to do this. I always appreciate it.
Okay, and let's get a message through to the youth of America, because the youth of America are the trustees of posterity. Exercise. Don't overeat, and get a great education. Take care.